The Hawaii Interagency Council on Homelessness adopted its 2019 legislative priorities. The highest cost item at $200 million is funding for low-income housing. Gavin Thornton briefed the council on the Partners in Care recommendation.
We're asking for $200 million for low-income housing, making that the new baseline, and then investing $75 million of that $200 million. Over the course of 10 years, $750 million, we can provide housing and wraparound services for all 1,700 people experiencing chronic homelessness in Hawaii.
Thornton says the 10-year investment could save up to $2 billion in emergency medical costs currently being spent on the homeless. Katie Miller, the Western Regional Director for the National Interagency Council, says affordable housing will be integrated into the federal strategy and will be tied to services aimed at ending and preventing homelessness.
So once someone has gotten into permanent housing, ensuring that they don't re-enter homelessness and making sure that they're connected to those supports like employment and education to support upward mobility, providing connections to health and behavioral health care, child care, schools, family supports, and other resources.
The Interagency Council also wants to launch pilot programs for rental housing assistance to families and kupuna. The proposed cost is $2 million. Again, Partners in Care representative Thornton.
Looking at those families that are experiencing homelessness, they have kids in the home, they are working, but they are not making enough to afford the rent. So this would provide a relatively shallow subsidy to those families. The other pilot program is focused on kupuna. The idea behind this is that we need to provide them with a long-term subsidy.
Hawaii Interagency Council Chair and the Governor's Homelessness Coordinator, Scott Morishige, also asked for funding above and beyond the $15 million for homelessness programs.
One thing that the Department of Human Services really has been looking closely at is providing support for families transitioning out of homelessness. And one of the things that was identified was the need for aftercare services to allow service providers to be able to follow up with the families for at least 6 months after they're placed into housing.
The Interagency Council adopted the priorities with a total price tag of $218 million. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.